You either like it, it sounds good to you, or you don't, and you use your discretion. That's it.
Amari and I are sitting here laughing at each other just because
we're giggling.
We finally got to this point and we're ready. It has been, how long has it been? I couldn't even tell you the last time you guys have heard from us. Lots of life has been happening, good, bad, everything in between. Just a couple weeks ago, we had a couple people reach out asking us about where we've been, and some people just discovered the Platinum Rule. Shout out to literally everybody at Canary. Who has asked me about this. You guys are what inspired me to actually just call Amari, and she's always down, but actually start recording. So that brought us to this point, and we're just ready to jump right back into it. And perfect timing, because we've got some things coming up in the next month.
Yes, welcome back to the Platinum Rule. We appreciate all of our friends, family, supporters. It means so much to us that you care about this mission and what we're doing, and we are happy to oblige and bring back the podcast for election season. We are a little less than a month away, and we are ready to kind of jump into it. The interesting thing about this year's election is almost every single ballot measure is pretty interesting, and I can / will impact your life in some capacity. We're going to be covering some topics like sports betting, flavored tobacco bans, electric vehicle programs, abortion, and so much more. So I think we should just jump right in.
Yeah, right away. I hope that kind of set off some triggers for you. We know some fantasy football people. Let's be real. Some of us are hitting the vapes on weekends.
Rip, Jewel.
It's all about the flumes now, but not from personal experience or anything. What else? Electric vehicle. But also, I just know that a lot of this stuff is actually hitting close to home for a lot of us. We are the next generation of adults. We already are there. We're here. So why not be informed while we go into the next month? So first things first, let's start with information about some voting FAQs. For anything and everything that you need to know, you're going to go to registervote.ca.gov. And if you're more of a visual person, everything we'll be covering today will also be listed on our Instagram. For all of our new people, or if you need a refresher, our Instagram is at the Platinum Rule Podcast. Go find us. Anyway, early voting started 10-10, so October 10th, and will end November 7th.
Yes, yes. And the last day to register and receive mail-in ballots is October 24th. And just so you all know, it's always 15 days before Election Day. California also offers in-person registration on Election Day. So for any of you procrastinators, you can literally register on November the 8th.
But honestly, if you are a procrastinator, no need to worry. You can literally show up that day, register in person. You can return your mail-in ballot in person on Election Day, the 8th, or to any polling place. They'll have a spot designated for you to just drop it off. Honestly, this is usually what I do, and it's super quick. You just find a quick parking spot, drop it off, and you're good to go. Also, the vote-by-mail ballots that are mailed must be postmarked on or before Election Day and received by your county elections office no later than 7 days after Election Day. So honestly, if you want to just return your mail-in ballot, drop it off at a blue box, you can. It just has to be marked by that November 8th date. Otherwise, it's not going to count. Quick question, because I'm with everybody else. Should we have already got the mail-in ballots mailed to our house?
Yes. So today, the day we're recording is October the 15th, and they started sending them out on October the 10th. So within the next week, week and a half, everyone in California should already have their ballot in the mail. So just look out for that. And if you have a P.O. box, check your P.O. box. You can also authorize someone to drop off your ballot on your behalf. It just requires a signature on that big pink envelope that your ballot goes into. So if you're working or you're busy and you don't have time to mail it off, you can send it with someone, which is pretty convenient.
Yeah, just as we're recording this episode, I'm like, I literally just checked my mail, which I don't check it every day, but I still have not got my voter's information or ballot, whatever. So I'm in that same boat if you haven't either. But also feel free to visit www.sos.ca.gov/elections/voter-registration for more info. And if you just want to update your friends and family, make sure everybody's in the loop, good place to go. So now let's talk about voting plan options. I'm reading a book that says Building Good New Habits, and they actually touch on voters. They said none of this is effective taking in all this info if you don't have a plan set. There are a few options for Californians, so we're actually pretty lucky. We can vote by mail, vote in person, or just drop off your mail ballot in person. I'm leaning towards that option. Like I said, it's probably the easiest one. Just look up your closest drop-off place near your house.
If you're early voting, you should choose which day you want to fill out your ballot, what day you want to drop off your ballot. You also are going to want to pick a polling place and what day you will mail your ballot. Those are all things that you should consider when making your voting plan, because it's just going to make your life easier this next month or so, this next 3 weeks or so, actually. It's coming up very, very soon. And like Sophia said, we have so many options. So just kind of pick what works for you and your schedule.
Yeah, doing that will just make sure you have enough time and we're not scrambling at the last second to figure out how the heck to make your vote count. Just a heads up, as we're about to dive into the real meat of the episode, I don't like the way that sounds, the real nitty-gritty of the episode. Just a heads up, like, we will not be discussing or endorsing any candidates on our podcast. Never have, never will. My message, as always, we do not stand any politicians. But we wanted to make sure we give you all sufficient resources, so just buckle up.
Yes, please. We love you all, but we will not be endorsing any candidates on this podcast, unfortunately. But Google's a great resource for you. If you're registered to vote by mail, you should have received a voter guide. So it's like a packet. It's like a gray packet with a pink rectangle right on front. It's kind of large. You can't miss it. But if you lost it or accidentally threw it away or you simply didn't receive it, there's also one that is electronic. The electronic version is available on voterguide.sos.ca.gov. And it runs through all of the candidates, all of the props, and it's basically like a research paper, but it's a wonderful utilization to actually know who and what you're voting for. I personally use two resources that align with my personal values and the things that I think are important. And those two websites that I use are www.sacramentosistercircle.com. This is a group of African American women in the state of California that put together a voter guide for every election. Really great resource. And then a wonderful broad resource that I highly recommend is my.lwv.org/California. If you kind of search their website, you can find the Sacramento County Voter Guide, and League of Women Voters is who put together this voter guide. They are a very, very popular organization. I'm honored to volunteer for this organization, and they basically pull really, really advanced information and make it easy to read and easy to access. So definitely feel free to look at those websites or share those with loved ones if you need a little bit more information that we don't cover.
Yeah, just a little curious. Does the LWV, do they cover other counties or is it just Sacramento?
So League of Women Voters is nationwide. So almost every county, every state should have a League of Women Voters. And if your state or county does not, feel free to reach out to me and I will find it for you. I'll find some resources for you.
An angel. Just another thing too. I'm thinking right now as we're recording, I have not received anything in the mail. What should I do?
I would go to voterguide.sos.ca.gov. That voter guide is essential. It's so important.
Yeah.
It's a lot of reading. I get that's annoying, but that's why resources like us exist. If you are not much of a reader and just want really short reports and videos, I would go to calmatters.org. CalMatters is a great nonprofit, nonpartisan organization, and their main focus is journalism. So they have all the prop breakdowns and have lists of everyone that's running for every office in California. So CalMatters is great. They also have a Twitter. They also have an Instagram for those who don't even want to look it up. You could just follow their social media. So tons of resources. Just got to do a little research.
Cool. I honestly think everything gets mailed to where I used to live before I where I'm at now. But yeah, that's okay. Well, yeah. So then they just bring it to me. It's family that I used to live with. So they give it to me. But yeah, if you're definitely in that boat, go check that out. I think you'll be able to just get stuff forwarded to you. There's plenty of other resources. So, okay, now that that is covered, it is finally time to get into it. We'll be discussing two propositions today, and we'll be explaining them in the order that they're printed, so no specific order, the way they go on your ballot, so it's easy to follow along.
All right, let's start with Prop 26. The prop name is Allow In-Person Roulette, Dice Games, Sports Wagering on Tribal Lands. It's how it's printed on your ballot, and it is the first one. Now, you've seen this proposition probably on every single ad in California. Like, if you use YouTube like I do, you've probably seen them talk about Prop 26. Have you seen any of that lately?
I have seen it.
Yeah, billboards, all the things. So in a little bit of background, in 2018, the Supreme Court allowed each state to determine sports betting legislation. So California is a little late to the game. And this would actually allow sports betting only on tribal land, which is the current standard for all gambling in California. Right now, it must be on tribal land. And tribes have been highly regulating gambling in California for a really long time. So they have systems in place that would make this transition successful. And it is written and supported by around 25% of California tribes.
I wonder why the other 75% don't support.
So from my assumption, from what I've heard from lobbyists, is that the ones that generate, not every single tribe in California has anything to do with gambling. It is a small amount of California tribes that actually have enough revenue to build these properties and market them and facilitate them. So it's those larger tribes that already have, you know, gambling sites in place are the ones that are supportive because they will be able to generate more revenue.
Gotcha. Okay, and then opposers state that there can be better legislation introduced in later elections that cover more ground. Just for a little background, the California Democratic Party is voting no overall on this one. Revenues may not be equally distributed to the tribes that need it is a factor. So in short, vote yes if you support Prop 26 and vote no if you do not support Prop 26. I know the yes-nos turn to kind of a trick of like what it actually is in support of versus what you're opposing. So yes if you support, no if you do not support on this one. Pretty straightforward.
All right, let's get into Prop 27, which is the second ballot measure on your physical ballot. So, Prop 27 states it allows online and mobile sports wagering outside of tribal lands. Initiative, Amendment, and Statute, which is the full name on your ballot. So basically, I want to start off by saying two words. Sports betting. This is what confused me when I first read this ballot measure. Sports betting. This does not include any other kinds of online table or card games. So just want to get that out of the way. Essentially, the legalization of online sports betting for both tribal lands and businesses will be allowable with this proposition versus only being allowed on tribal lands like Prop 26. So that can be kind of confusing. Feel free to rewind. It took me a while to understand basically what each proposition was wanting. So 26, online gambling on tribal lands only. Prop 27, online businesses like FanDuel, DraftKings, and other popular online sports betting platforms, as well as tribal online sports betting, will be allowed with Prop 27. Mouthful. Okay, so online sports betting is currently illegal, but is highly used throughout the United States already. Tax revenue from this legislation will be distributed to smaller tribes that are involved in sports betting, mental health programs, and homelessness initiatives.
So opposers state that this legislation is going to increase gambling addictions and encourage minors to gamble. This is the one, actually, where I've seen lots of the YouTube commercials. The mommies will come up concerned that their kids are going to be gamblers on their phones.
Addicted.
Yeah. There have been even lawsuits against these large gambling websites for targeting minors. They state that a majority of the revenue will end up going to the companies and not be poured back into California. There's also caution against Prop 27 because organizations believe they will be able to lobby for online card and table gambling down the road. So with that info, take into consideration where this extra stream of income for California will go, how it's being distributed, how it's being taxed, however you will. Take all that background info, look into it more. Vote yes if you would like to legalize online sports betting. Vote no if you would not like to legalize online sports betting.
And that's it. That's all we have for you today. So, not too bad, was it?
No, super easy, right?
Easy peasy lemon squeezy. We hope that you take everything that we're stating with a grain of salt. This is maybe like 0.0001 of information about these measures. So we definitely encourage additional research if you can. But if not, we gave you a pretty good summarization.
Yeah. Just tip of the iceberg. We'll be coming out with these episodes with the rest of the props. There's how many more?
We have 7 total. So we'll do 2 in the next episode and 3 in our last episode.
Perfect. A little sneak peek. We'll give you the rest of the props with reminders and hacks back to back. So you won't be waiting too long in between each episode. We'll also be sharing extra resources on our Instagram with infographics and updated link tree with resources that we cover throughout the episode. So plugging it one more time, our Instagram is Platinum Rule Podcast. And just a reminder, the reason why we started this whole thing a couple years ago was because of the election. And just with the idea in mind, many of you have heard of the golden rule of treating others how you would like to be treated. We took that back and we defined it by the platinum rule, where if you look that up by definition, it's asking how people want to be treated and then granting them the treatment they want. We really just want to embody that. When you're taking the time to vote, when you're taking the time to learn about props, consider the communities, the voices, the jobs, the money distribution, everything, obviously with the benefit of yourself, but the benefit of the overall good. So just that reminder in there. We want to close this one out, remind you to keep it platinum. We will see you on our next episode.
And what I know we're supposed to be closing it out, but there's just something that I thought about. If you have any additional questions, please feel free to reach out. I will post my email address or maybe insert it somewhere where you can contact me. You can even have my personal phone number. I'm sure Sophia would be happy to share her personal information as well. So if you want to have like a personal conversation about any of this stuff, or want to go into depth, or, you know, just philosophize voting as a whole, please contact us. Like, we're your friends. We're your family. We would love to talk to you one-on-one about this. And yes, just want to emphasize everything Sophia just said about the platinum rule. We love you all. With that being said, if you're feeling in the mood, leave us a review and follow us on Instagram if you don't already @Platinum Rule Podcast.
Bye.
Bye.